Imagine earning continuing education credits while doing exactly what you're doing right now. Well, you can. Gable Media has revolutionized the way you earn your continuing education credits with a groundbreaking approach. Forget running around town and scouring the internet for credit-worthy courses. Fulfill your CE requirements effortlessly by listening to engaging podcasts just like the one you're listening to now. Our podcasts are designed to educate, entertain, and inspire, all in a user-friendly environment. But wait, there's more. Architects, Gable Media is also approved as an AIA Continuing Education Services provider. Upon completion, we handle everything, from reporting your hours directly to the AIA, to storing your certificates in your personal Gable Media profile for your self-reporting needs. So follow the link in the show notes and start earning your credits in the most innovative and entertaining way possible with Gable Media.
All right, Entree Architect community, it's time for context and clarity. The reason that I come to you every day is so that we can find clarity around the things that matter most to you, the architect. And it doesn't matter if you're the employee of a firm, maybe you dream of starting your own firm. Maybe you even said 2021 is my year and you're on the runway to starting your own firm. Maybe you've had a firm for a year or 10 years or 20 years and you're starting to rethink, reimagine what your firm could or should be. All of the topics that we cover, one topic every day, fall under the broad umbrella of the business of architecture, and they are the need-to-know topics for the success of architects just like you. It's July 19th, 2021, and this is episode 111 of the Context and Clarity podcast. If you're new here, I guess I should tell you that my goal, the reason that I record these episodes every day, is to inspire you to start the thought process and hopefully to spark conversation, even to stir the pot sometimes. I like to challenge you to think about and to explore these topics even further, and I want to do something to help you build a better, stronger practice. Hey, welcome back. How have you been? If you're new around here, you probably don't realize that today, this is the first episode back after a two-week break. If you're part of the community and you're coming back after the break, I hope that you too took a little bit of time to relax and to breathe and to recharge, because now it's time to get back at it. But first, I do want to say thank you. I really appreciate all the well wishes and all the sentiments that you shared over the break. You're the reason that context and clarity is a thing and that I'm excited to come back and restart this thing. If you've just stumbled into the podcast and you're wondering what's going on, you may not know this, but context and clarity is certainly this podcast, but it's also a coffee talk on the Clubhouse app every weekday morning. It's a daily live stream to the Entree Architect Community Facebook group, and it's a weekly simulcast to points all over the internet. In that simulcast, on Thursdays, we talk with a guest. So when you hear me mention our special guests, that's what I'm talking about. We often play our daily topics for everything that is context and clarity off of what we'll discuss with our special guest of the week. I'm not really sure how to categorize the topics we've pulled together for this week, but I feel like we're going to cover a wide variety of ground. This is the point in the show where I usually review last week's episodes, but since we've been on a two-week break, I guess I just encourage you to go back and check out some of our past episodes. Most recently, we spent several weeks talking about marketing for architects. Sometimes we talked about the words you use. Sometimes we dug into marketing systems. Sometimes we looked at marketing from the 30,000-foot level. Our special guests over the past few weeks have ranged from multiple best-selling author Mark Schaefer to copywriter for architects Nikita Morell to the rebellious PhD of marketing and communications Dr. Michelle Mazur. But when it comes to being an architect, there's a lot more than marketing that we need to be clear about. So we've covered topics like justice, equity, diversity, and inclusion, building science, emotional intelligence, business systems, and technology and architecture. Our guests have included Rosa Shang, Seth Godin, Roxane Gay, Evan Troxell, Maya Sharfi, and Mike Michalowicz. If you missed any of these conversations, whether it was a recap of the daily topic or one of our Context and Clarity Live episodes, I hope you'll go back and explore our first 110 episodes. If it's okay for me to say so, we've had some really great conversations over the past 16 months. And if you've missed any or you want to dig deeper into some of these topics, here's what you need to do. First, go back and listen to the episode that you missed. You can find them anywhere that you consume podcasts. Second, go to the Entree Architect Community Facebook group and watch the recording of the live Context and Clarity conversation. I know that there are some in our audience who aren't on Facebook, and I understand that. But if that's you, I'd still encourage you to make the Entree Architect Community Facebook group the one place that you do go on Facebook. It's an extremely active global community just for architects. Every day, I'm amazed at some of the conversations that are going on in the group. And they all start with a question or a story about what happened on the job site today or something that someone in the community is struggling with. Then, because it truly is a community, everyone else in the group weighs in with their experiences and their advice. It's a wonderful thing. If this sounds intriguing to you, but you're still on the fence, I have an easy link that you might be interested in. I use it to take me straight to the group so that I don't have to see any other part of Facebook. If you're interested, that link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's it. It's super simple and it takes you right there. So think about joining the group and think about adding to these live conversations. Now today at 4 p.m. Eastern, we're back to our daily Context and Clarity conversation format with a new theme for this week. As a little teaser, the special guest Catherine and I will talk to on Thursday this week is George Smart, aka Mr. Modernism. George is the go-to figure when it comes to preservation of modernist architecture. There's so much that we could unpack from a conversation with George that this week's topics may seem a little disjointed, but they all revolve around some aspect of his journey and his work. So let's start with something obvious and hopefully pretty fun. George Smart is Mr. Modernism because his exploration of modernist homes led to the creation of U.S. Modernist Radio and the largest open digital archive of mid-century modern homes in the world. So George is obviously into modernism. What are you into? What's your favorite architectural style? And why? I'm always intrigued when the prevalent style of your formative years, probably when you were in architecture school, becomes your favorite. I know that's not always the case, but for me, even though I'd grown up around functional agrarian architecture and Frank Lloyd Wright, deconstructivism, which was the stylistic darling when I was in school, deconstructivism held my fascination, at least for a little while. I'm asking this question and using it as today's topic. And I'm not really sure how I'd answer the question. I guess if I had to pick a style, I'd go back to something like Wright's Prairie School, or the Craftsman Bungalows of Green and Green, or Charles Rennie Mackintosh's Arts and Crafts, or Art Nouveau. For me, there's something powerful about connecting architecture and nature the way that these styles do. But at the same time, modernists like Neutra were doing the same thing in a different style. So maybe I'm not answering the question. I'm stuck on the connection more than the style. How about you? What's your favorite architecture style and why? Especially why? Get ready to talk about it because this is the question we'll start with on the Clubhouse app this morning at 9 a.m. Eastern and in the Context and Clarity conversation inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group today at 4 p.m. Eastern. If you want more of the Context and Clarity podcast delivered to you every weekday, subscribe wherever you consume podcasts. And if you love content like this, check out Gable Media. It's the multimedia network for people that care about the built environment, and it's the home of Context and Clarity. With Gable's growing family of podcasts and video channels, I know you'll find something there that interests you. You can learn more at gablemedia.com. That's GABLmedia.com. And if the topic of today's episode is of particular interest to you and you'd like to dig deeper into it, then join me over on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's where every weekday at 4 p.m., I host Context and Clarity Conversations. And we take these topics, the topics that you hear about in this daily podcast episode, and we dig deeper. We have a conversation in real time to try to find more clarity around the things that matter most to you. So thanks for listening. I hope our time together has inspired you to think about your community and your practice and how you can support those around you. I'll be back here again tomorrow. And in the meantime, I hope you'll join me and the Entree Architect community on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern so we can help each other find more clarity around the topics that matter most, no matter what your context is.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and the sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure, and when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glengarry. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.